Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay! Made it. Excited to be here.
Excited to be here.
This is the ninth. So our last show was in August. So, okay, I was going to say, is this our first show in August? But no, it wouldn't be.
But we just got out of
Apologies,
that.
everybody. Yeah, the Lionsgate was, what, yesterday, right? So what was that about? I mean, did you notice anything? Or I know that one year we did a show on it, and I think I'm just wondering if you did
Yeah.
anything on this.
The Lionsgate, there is some astrology that goes with that, but it's a time when a portal of opportunity opens up, and I always have a theory about that, when people are like, well, what's the significance of 11/11 or 8/8 or all these things? And I think it's collectively we create this because we all have set this intention that that's going to be a portal that day. But I did a Lionsgate journey with Judy Cocu, and it was phenomenal. There was I do want to share, and I'm not going to give the name, but I hope she's okay with it. Like, one of the experiences that was had was one of the gals said, I felt like every one of my cells became its own universe.
Oh, wow.
It's like, what?
Wow.
That one will stick with me forever, I think, because it was like that visual that she, as she described it, it was just like,
Because they are.
yes.
Every cell is a universe. So that is so cool.
Yeah, so we had a lot of fun with just taking that journey and doing that for Lionsgate, but it is supposed to be this beautiful, open energy for manifesting and getting in alignment with ourselves and what is it that we want to create. It's like this window of extra support for creating. So, yeah.
Very cool. And isn't it nice that it happens on days with repeating numbers, so it's really easy to remember?
Exactly.
It was on these really oddball days, we might not remember it.
We should probably just do one every month where it's on the 1/1, 2/2, 3/3. You could do it.
Well, I mean, it's our intention.
Yeah,
Right?
all
Yeah.
about intention.
It's what we all agree upon, so we can do
Yeah,
that. Why
we should.
not? Mm-hmm.
Every day is a special day, just like Lionsgate. So manifest, create.
Right.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. So we're still in that Mercury in retrograde, and my computer likes to remind me that we're in Mercury in retrograde. So it's been, I feel like I have dial up over here.
Oh, now that's Jenny was having that experience in the office today, and so that explains that.
Yeah.
Besides it being an older computer too.
Well, and I'm sitting there going, well, I did get this computer a few years ago, but I upgraded it not that long ago. And now it's starting to kind of freeze up and take forever to go to a new page or to open up a calendar or whatever. And I'm sitting there going, Mercury in retrograde, do not buy a new computer. Do not buy a new computer. So, I mean, it's working, and amen, please, and thank you. So I'll just have patience and see what happens after retrograde. If everything starts to, part of me wonders if it's also the internet provider, but there was.
Yeah, they probably have a Mercury retrograde too. Retrograde. Boy, that's a hard word to say quickly.
Yes.
Retrograde as well.
As well. Are you guys doing in the retrograde? Are you complete sentences? How is the driving and traffic going? How is it all going for you? You're like, I'm not talking anymore.
Anyway, come on in, everybody, and tell us where you're from, because Tiffany's going to be letting us know where that is, because you're lighting up the grid when you do that, and that's really important that we all know how the grid is lit up. I mean, see, I can't talk, so just light your grid up. Just light your light.
Today is going to be the comedy hour of see if we can figure out what Julia is actually trying to say. She's speaking a soul language. Can you hear it? All right. And
Tracy's always trying to get me to do light language. Maybe that's it.
how we get her started.
It's the robot language.
Everybody, tune into your hearts while she's doing this. It's going to be great.
Hey,
Might be a little more AI than light language, but
what's AI though?
I'm true.
What
All
did you say?
right. We want to know what you want to know. So ask your questions right after you fill in, where you're from. Ask your questions. And the way you do that is Tiffany is our moderator in the chat. And so just put her name in capital letters all the way across. Tiffany, and surround it with cute little emojis, and that way she knows that you are asking a question. It wouldn't be the metaphysical hour if I didn't say, please go to my YouTube page and watch it from there. You guys, we had 1 week where she only beat me by one, and then the next week she doubled me again. So
So much.
I don't know what this favoritism is that you're doing.
I love that some of you are watching us on two different devices. One, she, her on one and me on another. That is so cool. Thank you. I mean, that's thank you.
Yeah, that is pretty special. Thank you, guys. And I like how you don't want to pick sides, and then I do understand that if you did, it would have been my side. So, I'm just encouraging the playfulness. But we would like you guys to come in and watch and comment and share and all the things. Please, please. If you're new to either of our pages, please subscribe. Click the bell. It'll notify you when we go live. Friday nights, we go live and we take your questions. So in all of that, if you are on Facebook and you're listening and you're commenting and it feels like no one ever sees it, it could be because you're not opening it up into its full form. So please try that if it seems we're not seeing what you're writing. So just open it up in its full form, comment there. Tiffany is doing her best to move through those and grab some questions for us. So. All right. Is it time to see where everyone's from?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Get my high on.
Julia.
Okay. Well, first I want to say hi to Kat and Jack. They said hello. So thank you. Hello to me, not you. You guys just want to clarify to you all, not to you all.
Hello back.
Tiffany's getting followers here. That's wonderful. She's got her own fan base. So we, it's
Fine,
okay.
though. It was solo just for her. All
Yeah,
right.
it was my name in capital letters with emojis. And it said, no
There we go.
question, just hi.
Oh,
Very
So I
sweet.
assume it was to me. I guess it could have been to all of us, but I'm going to take it for me now that
Yes,
I
I'm
reflect
taking
on
it.
that.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
taking it.
We have Seattle, New York, Athens, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Canada, California, Florida, New Zealand, San Antonio, Michigan, New Hampshire, New York, Tennessee, Ohio, UK, another Texas, Denver, Australia, New Zealand, North Carolina, Missouri.
Get close. Let's get
Another
closer.
Missouri, another Michigan, another Florida, California, Georgia, another Australia. Hi, Judy. Florida again. Oh, goodness. Missouri, Scotland. We haven't said that one.
Well,
Montana.
there's your Scotland.
Mexico, Chicago,
Lots.
I love Colorado. We haven't said Colorado, Tennessee, DC, New Jersey. Sorry, there's questions in the middle of these, so I'm trying not to read them. just North Dakota, Ireland, Slovenia, Australia, Memphis. Oh, hey, hi, Austin, Texas.
Like,
Croatia. There we go.
there we go.
You look at that, guys. You can visualize. Where you're all over the world. That is so amazing. That's so cool.
I like how it started with Seattle and then New York, and it was like you could almost draw a straight line between Seattle and New York. So West Coast, East Coast, and I can see why you do it like this, because it is. It's like it's bouncing it all over the place, and it's like you take one of those little crazy balls and you just hit it on the floor and it goes all over the
Yeah, I
place.
always see it as lights, bing, 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 bing. So it's kind of similar, but that's how I see it, just pinging all over the place,
Hanging.
pinging,
What it's saying.
pinging your lights.
I missed a South Africa. I want to throw that in there. Sorry.
Very
Thank
nice.
you. Yep.
They're still coming in from all over as well. So cool. Not that I'm looking.
Oh, amazing.
It's
You're intuiting that
coming in all over.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. Oh, so cool.
Do you have anything exciting that's happened?
Me?
Yeah. I haven't heard from you in a week. You kind of.
Well, yeah, I was talking about earlier. Well, I mean, I've got my chickens now, and with those chickens have come, I mean, it's been a learning curve. Even though I was around these chickens before, because I got some of them, they're some of my brothers, and so I was familiar with them, and I thought I knew what to do, but oh no, there's still a big learning curve when they become yours. So that's been something, getting through all that, and seeing what I mean, when you have more animals around, they tend to attract other animals.
Predator. You
Yeah,
mean
predators.
predators.
Predators, yes. So it's like, and I thought I did this coop where it's like, okay, it's going to protect them from everything, and I think I think it is. I lost one rooster that I don't know how it happened. I have no idea. I thought it was in there. Anyway, that's a whole other story. But then this morning, I went out there to open their little door, and I saw a wolf. That's the first wolf I've ever seen. I'm like, okay, so it was like, I had a bear couple months ago, I mean, a month ago, and then now I have a wolf. I'm like, oh my, I'm really seeing the
Work life. Maybe
wildlife
it's maybe they have messages for you, and
year. Well,
you know,
I
you
haven't looked up the wolf yet, but the bear, and the same time I saw a bear, I saw a dragonfly a couple of days in a row. It was really interesting pattern, so that I would really look at it and know that it was the same dragonfly. They had very similar messages. And
can.
then a couple of weeks ago, when same time I was first doing the chicken thing, there was a copperhead snake that I almost really intimately encountered. I didn't care for that. But I looked it up, and they all have a very similar message, and it's transformation and renewal, every one of them. So it's like, okay.
What's interesting is I went on a walk and almost stepped on a bat, and it was on the sidewalk and it flew up and into the fence that was right it, there was wetland that we were walking around it, so it was fenced off and it flew up and hung on to the fence, and I was like, that's a bat. I tried to take a picture of it and it was blurry, but I thought, well, that's interesting. So then we keep walking. And we come across the picnic tables and stuff that were set up there. And I'm like, what is that on the picnic table? I walk up and there's a little frog. And I was like, okay, so I did get a picture of the frog. And so then looking that up, the bat was about death and rebirth, and the frog was about rebirth. So they both had very similar messages.
Yes, that's what I find. They're similar message. The things that get your attention, and then they're similar messages. So it's like, if you didn't get it with this one, okay, maybe you'll get it with this one. We're going to keep giving it to you until you finally get it, I guess.
How's that? Yeah, so the world is always talking to us. This is how they
Always.
and yeah, so that was really interesting, I thought, to run across those
Yeah.
two, both of them having such similar, and like literally in my path, like I nearly stepped on that thing.
Couldn't help it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it startled me because it flew and I was like, what that? And then the frog, it was just sitting right in the middle of this picnic table, and it was the only thing
Love
there. So it's like, what's on the table? And it was just one of those little green tree frogs. It was the itty bitty guy, but I saw it and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you guys, what kind of animals have you been seeing, or what kind
Or
of food?
anything. What's getting your attention? That's
Yeah.
the mess. That's when it's a message. It gets your attention.
Exactly.
When you stop and
What is
think.
getting your attention, Tiffany?
Yes.
Oh, my attention is someone is wondering where you're looking up these animal message info.
Oh, yeah. I just Google what's the spiritual meaning of an insert, and then you'll see a selection, and there will be, I'm not sure what the name, but it'll usually come up, metaphysical meaning, spiritual meaning, and that's what I do.
Yeah, like the wolf, I would go meaning of or power animal wolf meaning or something like that. So you could
Yeah,
do a,
I'm gonna look it up right now because I want to know what the wolf is.
and I think this would be a fun thing to play with tonight a little bit. Other people are getting. So that would be fun. Tiffany, I guess you didn't answer the question for yourself though.
No.
No. Oh, you saw that? I mean, heard that?
I noticed. Yeah.
I'm not sure. I was just, as you guys were talking, I was trying to think if anything's jumped out at me, but it is popping in the chat. I see a lot of dragonflies. I have been seeing a lot of those around my house or car, so I guess I'll have to say dragonflies. I don't have anything cool like
Oh,
a
that'd be cool.
bat.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
no, that's cool. You've been wanting a bat. She has a bat house and she
I
wants
used to
a
have
bat.
a
I should have
bat.
sent a bat to you.
You should have. I don't know why you didn't catch it.
I could have. It was right there. Yeah, I saw a dragonfly the other day that looked like a moth, like it had the fuzzy body. I'd never
Oh.
seen that before. And I looked at that and I thought, am I seeing, like, I've never seen it before. So then I looked it up, a dragonfly that looks like a moth. And sure enough, it was a picture of what I had just seen. And then I kid you not, I went on social media because I was thinking, I'm going to post my dragonfly. This way, I mean, it made me laugh because I went to log on. I'm like, I'm going to show this really cool dragonfly because I didn't get a picture of it. I pull up, the first thing that comes up, somebody posted a picture of that exact same looking dragonfly. And I was like, well, now I can't post about it. Looks like I'm copying. I thought, what are the odds of that? It's like I'm literally in the backyard. It lands. I take a picture of it, going, man, I've never seen one like that. And when it took off, I looked it up and it flew around and kind of landed again and did its little dance with me. And so then I'm like, man, this has definitely got its message for me today. So it's like, I got to post that because that's just kind of fun to do. And then here's somebody posting that exact
Yeah.
trick. I'm like, wow. And yet I had never seen one before that day that had, maybe it's another timeline thing. Because maybe I'm on
Maybe.
a timeline that has the fluffy moth
Maybe.
dragonflies.
Yeah, I didn't look up what mine the dragonfly saw, but it had a really interesting geometric pattern on it that I'd never seen before on the wings. And I thought, well, that's interesting. So I need to look that up to see. Because it just, I don't remember them having patterns on their wings. And it was a very definite pattern on the wings. So
Here's another
that.
theme with patterns is well, you know me, the magic is real. The theme of messages is about the magic coming through sacred geometry and symbols, and that
Oh,
are
yeah.
connected to, say, Saint Germain, Metatron, Archangel Metatron, and the Metatron Cube, Melchizedek, Merlin. Those who feel connected to that stuff, you're being activated right now because you're bringing in the sacred geometry and these frequencies and vibrations through the realm of magic, which is what?
Yep.
The fairy realm.
I've always been attracted to the sacred geometry. So it's just, yeah.
Doesn't surprise me because I have to.
No, yeah.
You and
Hello.
I seem to do that a lot.
Yes. And that was a problem. I'm going to look that up when I get done. Oh, and I looked up the wolf and it was saying strength and what did it say? I already forgot. Power, loyalty, and guidance. And then another one says, yeah, it can symbolize strength. And that's the bear symbolized strength as well, in addition
Interesting.
to that. Yeah, so see, there's a similar thing there again.
Wow. Nice.
Oh,
Okay, so Miss Tiffany of great wondrous information and cloud-like essence.
cloud-like essence.
I feel like she's floating above
She's
us.
above, yes.
Her name on it is above ours, so I feel like she's floating in the clouds. So Tiffany, do you have anything else for us with either the animals or a question?
Well, yeah, to go on with the animals, I think you have a fun little game, Tracy. Someone is asking, how can I find out about my spirit animal, which animal it is?
Okay. So wouldn't it be fun if Tiffany read me a name and I'll give you an animal and then you get to go look it up? You guys want to do that? Or you can help me with that, Julia. We can take turns. That would be fun.
Okay.
Okay, so Tiffany, you read a name and Julia and I, or your mom and I, it feels weird to say Julia when we're talking to Tiffany. Your mom and I will take turns throwing an animal out, and then you guys write your animal down and go look it up. She muted. I don't know if she's going to participate.
I'm already confused. I'm just going to say it because, in my mind, you were just going to do your normal game. And so I'm not following along.
What game is she talking about? Am I on a different timeline?
I think I'm on your timeline because what game am I playing?
I don't know what game you're playing, but the game that I know that you play is
Yeah, that's what we're trying to figure out. Okay, what?
that one. Is where you tell everyone to close their eyes and you think about an animal, and it can be a piece of an animal or not an animal, whatever piece, and then whatever's the first thing
That.
that comes to your mind. Oh, you remember? Now you're on my
Yep, now we're on the same timeline.
timeline.
Yeah. That might go faster than doing everybody's names, because once we
Yeah.
start doing that, then everybody wants to
Oh,
get that
now you've
done.
already got a couple if you want to do them.
Well, now let's just proceed with the close your eyes and just.
Okay.
Why don't you lead that, Tiffany? You did a great job.
Oh, I can't lead it. I make up words.
You just did it. Do you
Oh,
guys?
sorry, mute.
My mute slipped on.
Oops, accidental muteness. Oh my God. Okay. So, everybody that would like to know their power animal, just close your eyes and ask for the animal. Now, you got to understand you can have more than one. So, don't worry about that if you get more than one or if it's not the animal that you think it is. Okay. Just close your eyes and ask for the animal that has a message for you. That's how we'll word it today. The animal that has a message for you today will appear, and you're either going to see the full animal or you'll see a flash of a body part or something of that nature. Sometimes they come in many flashes and you'll see little bits and pieces till you figure out what it is, and then that's your animal. So that's why it was so easy. She really already did it with you guys, but and then post in here what your animal is, but please also bring us some questions. What would you guys like to know? So that's what I have for you with that. Okay, Tiffany, let's see if we can get her to unmute again.
Oh,
Now you can come back.
hello. You did such a great job. I'm glad you finally figured out your game.
It's I just repeated what you said. But we do like how the animals want to show themselves. My power animal right now is a fruit fly, and I cannot figure out who has either banana peel or something in their room in my house. And when I find the culprit, they're going to get it because they are everywhere in the house, and I can't figure out where they're coming from. So it's got to be one of the bedrooms where somebody had snuck off with their goodies and did dispose of it correctly. So mine is the fruit fly.
Fine.
Yeah, so maybe I should look that up. They'll say, what's bugging
Yeah.
you?
Well, I mean, a fly, because that's what I always thought was what's bugging, but they're a messenger. Flies are messengers. I don't know about the fruit fly, but a fly is a messenger, has a message.
Well,
So,
fruit fly likes to hover around the open parts of your face.
true. Yes, true.
And they're too small for you guys to see, but there is one in here. So if you see me go whack, it's because I want to help it move
Help.
on
Yeah.
spiritually. I want to bring it into its next level of spirituality by removing it from its body in this life. Is that the spiritual way to say
It's a
get
spiritual way to say
off
it. Yeah.
the fly?
Thank you for helping me with my lesson now here. You have done your job and
Spiritually
go on to
advanced.
your next life.
Yes. On. I am going to look. I want to see if there's a message with this.
I was
Okay.
surprised at mine, what came up. because I was expecting wolf or something like that. And I first saw the little ears and I'm like, oh, so it's a coyote? What? And then it was a raccoon. So I saw
Oh.
the little masked face and stuff. And it says it is about, they symbolize adaptability and curiosity. They easily navigate different environments and habitats, which can represent the ability to adjust to changing circumstances.
Nice. My fruit fly. Okay. In many belief systems, including Native American and ancient Egyptian cultures, fruit flies symbolize transformation and growth. They are seen as messengers from the spiritual realm. There's that messenger thing, reminding us to pay attention to the small details in our lives and embrace change. All right,
Okay.
fruit fly, got the message. Now get out.
You don't, yeah, you're no longer needed. You can go.
Thank you. You're no longer needed.
Yeah. Got the message. Thank you very much.
There, it's kind of about that rebirth again, too. It's about change, embrace change. Something's, yeah, very
Yeah.
cool. Oh, somebody got a skunk. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
You taking his job there? Sorry.
Well, they put a cute little emoji with it.
Ah, okay. So I
Speaking
wonder
of,
what the meaning of the skunk is. Did you look it up?
yeah, look up the skunk. Oh, Judy looked up the fruit fly for me. She got that it's about the ability to survive in the hardest of environments.
Oh.
Well, the hard environment I'm surviving right now is fruit fly buzzing around my head. Maybe it's proving
Interesting.
I can do it. I don't know.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. I'm getting some really good advice here because it's saying to check my flour and pancake mix. That's a good idea. I'll check my pantry and make sure there's nothing in there that's been infested. Okay, cool. Tiffany, I'm gonna quit looking. What other animals do we have out there?
Oh, there were a lot. Elephant, fox, unicorn, dragon, an eagle or a hawk, a rabbit, armadillo, dove. Someone said just a boring horse,
A
but I'm
boring
sure it's not
horse.
boring.
No.
A tiger, a hummingbird, an owl, fish.
Very cool. Yeah, look at they're all over the place. I love it. So be sure and look them
Mosquito.
up.
A
What was that?
mosquito.
Mosquito. Oh my gosh. I wonder what a mosquito is.
Blood suckers. I think Mercury in retrograde's making me cranky because I want to kill the flies and the mosquitoes.
They all have their place.
Yeah, and it appears that the mosquitoes want their place on my
And their
set.
place is in your house.
These guys literally bought me a shirt. I wore it the other day. What was it? Oh, I can't remember what it says now, but it's funny and it's got a great big mosquito on it. Bite
Yeah.
me. That's what it
Bite
says.
me, yeah. That was when we were in Colorado, right? And there, oh my God, you were the mosquito magnet. They all wanted you. They were in love with you.
They
So
were.
whatever they mean, it was all for you.
Went to an event that was just filled with mosquitoes, and I'm standing there, swat, 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 and I'm with three other people, and not one of them is swatting once. I'm like, I got to get out of here. They're eating me alive. And I was with Monica. Monica's like, I didn't get that at all. And I love you, Monica, but that really sucked. Yeah. So now I bathe in citronella. Oils, and that does help. That actually does. Okay.
Well, buckle up for Texas then.
Yep.
I'll have that. I'll have it with me. You guys might be like, could you not bathe in it, Tracy? And I'll be like, please.
No, I gotta do it.
You guys
So,
get used to it.
that'll be fine. I'll be protected by association. I'll just hover.
All I got to stand within 10 feet of Tracy, and I'm good.
Yeah, look at that hub. That whole screen of mosquitoes are just staying right there. They don't get around us.
Perfect.
We'll give you up for tribute though, Tracy. Sorry.
Wow. Wow. That's funny.
Okay, so we have any questions? Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, there's questions. You ready for
Oh, good.
questions?
Yeah, I think maybe we should. We're halfway through the show. Maybe we should do some questions.
Oh, well, I'm going to be selfish. This is a Tiffany show, apparently. So
Oh,
this
okay.
question is for Tiffany. Or it
Okay.
could be for, well, no, it's very specific for Tiffany. It says, did you get to travel with your mom and grandma to see the world?
Yes, that's a good question.
Yeah. Are you going to
The
answer
answer, no, you guys want to answer it? I'm just
No,
kidding.
that's your, it's for you.
Yes, I did get to travel. Thankfully, as a kid, my grandma would, what, whenever we were like young, 14, probably 13, 14, she started taking some of the cousins around to see other parts of the world. And I think
And
her
then
biggest,
her grandkids and your cousins, yeah, all of
yes. Her biggest thing is that she would say that she just wanted us to be able to see other parts of the world so that we knew that things were bigger outside of the world that we lived in right there. So
Smart.
she wanted us to experience other parts of the world. And I still got to continue to travel with her. I think I've traveled with both of you. I did have a couple of one-offs where I traveled with my grandma by myself. That was fun because we went to Singapore and all over Australia. She got to see, is it Ayers Rock? I get confused. Yes, Ayers Rock in
Uluru, huh? Ayers Rock, yeah, huh?
So that was nice. I don't know. Yeah, we've been to several different places. So that was also a very nice blessing. My mom still carries on that, so we'll just say she still allows me to travel all over the world with her.
For the
So
same reasons. One, I love to have you with me, but it's just a, it's a wonderful opportunity. If you can get you, it, I think it's really good. I said the same thing. Mom was like, you need to see other parts of the world. That helps give you a better understanding of the world. You'll realize everybody's the same, and like it is, it's bigger than just your where you are. And I just the same thing. I mean, if you have an opportunity to travel, do it. It's valuable, very valuable.
I'm a late bloomer, but
Okay.
it's a big difference to go to other places, experience the culture and way of life, and also just to see that everybody really is the same. We all want the same things, and everywhere you go, there's peaceful, loving, kind people.
Yeah, when you
Please.
get to that level, the people level, we're all the same, and everybody's wonderful and kind. It's the other stuff that, on these other levels, that's when it gets to the politics and all that. See, that's not the representation of the people, the country and the people. That's not the true representation. You have to get to the country to see the people. Then you really understand.
True, true, true. All right, shall we summons again? Hello, Miss Tiffany.
Hi. Okay. I'll hand over the show back.
That was good. Because I'm sure people do. I mean, that's how mom was. I mean, she wanted the grandkids, the ones that were right here, I mean, she'd do it as best she could. They kind of would off, trade off and everything and do like she'd do like two, I think two at a time or something and just kind of switch out. So everybody was getting equal opportunities and stuff, but it was really good. Really good opportunity for them.
Agreed. Yeah, we saw a lot of places that I think at the time you take it for granted. I mean, being a child, but because then later you think about when someone asks, "Oh, how? Where have you visited?" And I'm like, "Oh, here, 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 whatever, blah, blah, blah." And then they're like, and you say the same thing, and they're like, "A bunch of different states," which is equally. The United States, all the different states have something to offer because I haven't visited all of those myself. I've been
I
other
haven't
places,
either.
but so it's interesting.
True. There's still lots of the United States to see, other countries. There's just so much. Yeah. We should all
Indeed.
take a year off, like globally, and travel.
I'm going to make a list of the states I have not been to and make a concentrated effort, I think, to start visiting states. Because
Right.
yeah, there's parts of this country, our own country, I have not been to.
Yeah, there's a lot I haven't been to. I do want to say, and I don't want to jinx it, but I haven't seen the fruit flies since we figured
de delivered the message. It's not needed anymore. That's how it works. It's not needed anymore. So just let them be, let them go.
So,
Unless you're attached
no,
to
thank
them.
you. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, if you're attached to them, then they'll come back. So.
I'm going to give him a name, but it's not going to be a pretty name. Okay, what's our question? Let's go.
Okay. Oh, you don't want to ask the fruit fly another question. Okay. This is an interesting one. Do you know if blood groups came from our alien ancestors, like O from Palladians or something to that effect?
I don't have specific information on. I've heard things like that, but I don't know. Mom did never got anything, from what the work she had done. That doesn't mean it's not so. She just didn't seem to get, with the beings that she worked with, they never would identify them like that. They wouldn't come down to that level to say, "Oh, we're this group and we are this and this is our name." They wouldn't. It's like you wouldn't know where we're from. We wouldn't know if we were to point the star out to you, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't be able to pronounce the name. You wouldn't be. It's like, what does it matter? We all go by frequencies. So they didn't really ever do that. I do know that a lot of people get information like that. Whether whatever it is, I don't know. But I haven't gotten any information like that, and I don't recall. How about, do you get anything like that? Okay.
Not like that, but I'm the same as you. I've heard other people have, but I've also seen heard the color of your eyes matter too. It's like
Yeah.
I've never gotten any messages like that in any of the years that I've done this. So, I mean, I'm going to go back to if that resonates with you, that's your truth, then it's true. And
Absolutely.
there's some truth in it for you and to follow that. Just because I didn't get that truth or Julia didn't doesn't mean it's not true.
Exactly.
We just haven't experienced that. So, yeah, whatever you're drawn to, if that resonates for you, then absolutely research that a little bit. And I know there's information on it out there. So why not dive in and find out if that fits for you?
Yeah, that's the best thing. You don't need our confirmation to
Yeah.
know. If it's yours, do it. Go for it. That's wonderful. If it resonates with you, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something about what is it, the RH blood type?
RH negative, supposed to be RH negative, which I am. But anyway, we're not going to.
I don't even know.
I had to know because when you're negative, you know, because it comes into play when you have children, because it's, it didn't happen in this case because my husband was RH negative. Tiffany's RH negative. When you have two negatives, it makes a negative. So it's like we're all negatives, but that, so it didn't work. But you have to know when you're having children, because if it isn't all negative, then it can be the body is trying to
That,
sell
yeah.
it, yeah, get rid of it. So that's why you need to know. You will not, usually know if you're negative.
So what you're saying is that you're all aliens.
Well, I'm not an alien. I might be an ET, but I'm not an alien. I might have ET, oh, whatever. It doesn't matter. We all are. Gosh.
We're all from the
I
stars. I'm
we are.
telling you again, that Lionsgate journey that we did yesterday was, it just was so clear. I had a conversation about it today, and it was like we were talking about how infinite it is. And I was talking to the gal that I had this conversation with. I was saying, if you think about it, you could live every single day of your life in this human form, looking at all the different lives you've lived. In all the different places you've lived them, on all the different galaxies and universes that you have experienced them, and you wouldn't even scratch the surface. That's your entire freaking life. You could live to be 100 years old and spend every single day of your life from your first breath to your last breath, and you wouldn't even scratch the surface of how many experiences you have had because you've got to count, take into account each and every lifetime you've had and all the timelines that are extended off of those and I mean, it's infinite. You would never even
That's what we can't.
you'd be impossible.
Yeah, that's why people say, "Oh, I want to understand. I want to do this." That's why it takes, we get it in increments because so we can grasp it. Can you, if that were, see, we, that, you can't grasp that, the magnitude of it. It's going to take I keep hesitating at the word time because it's not time. It's
That brings up another subject.
okay.
That's where we were talking about 5D Earth, and the message that came in is we keep trying to make it about time. And it's not about time, it's about energy. And we all need to figure that out because people are like, when's 5D Earth? When's new Earth coming? It's not coming in time, it's coming in frequency. So,
Already here. That's what I keep saying. It's already here. It's when we match the frequency. That's when,
yeah,
yes.
so it's not 6 months from now. It's not a snap of the finger or the flash of light. You got to do the work to get to that frequency, and then you're there. And it's not about the time, it's about the work.
You. It's about you.
Out there. Anyway, so those were my conversations today.
Good. That's
Yeah.
really cool.
Yeah, but you are infinite. I mean, think about how many things you've already done. And you have the ability to call in what you need in this lifetime from those experiences. So don't forget that.
So cool.
Big. That's
It's
what the whole
very
eight as much. Here's a whole
Yeah.
lot of download for you. It's like, good.
Really? Yeah. That's huge.
Yeah.
So just work on wrapping your head around that. And then, yeah, but the ultimately, yeah, it's that frequency. I love it. Frequency is the answer to everything. It's all what frequency is it on? Match it, you'll have it.
Yep. Yeah. Easy, right?
So easy. That's it. That's the secret of the universe, guys. Just
That's
match
your
the
it. It is.
frequency.
Tiffany, what would you like to match your frequency to today? I'll let you thinking
Sorry,
now.
blocking trolls. I'm busy over here. You can't ask me questions.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
Oh, what would you like to be an energetic match to today, other than no trolls?
Oh, I don't know. Can you come back to me? I would like to marinate on that.
Yeah, marinate. And we'll try to remember that we asked that question.
Yeah. Meanwhile, do you have another question?
Yeah.
I do. This one's could be fun. Did the question is, when did karma start for humans?
Oh, shoot. When did it start? You do know it's stopped now, right? We don't have it anymore. So, does it really matter when it started?
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but I have that conversation today too.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I swear.
I love it when I hear it because it's confirmation, because that came through years ago and it was just like this thing that came in. I'm like, what? And they're like, yep, it's done. And so it's nice when someone else gets information on it because it's confirming, although it's like I know because the way it came, that was, when you get these messages, so it's like yeah, and that was one of those I knew, but I love it when I get confirmation.
Yeah.
So anyway, as far as when it started, I don't know, but to me it's like, does it matter because it's not there anymore, so does it matter?
Yeah. I imagine that it would have started with free will, and because that was part of the 3D experience, you guys, as we were in this karmic thing to grow and learn and come back and fix the things that we wanted to do differently. So it was all part of the human plan, I think, and the experience for Earth. So I'd imagine that that started when they seeded the.
Yeah, maybe with yeah. I mean, they call this all the grand experiment. So maybe that was it. Was give this planet a being with free will. So that was it's probably in its inception. That's when it's like this free will. What would they do with it?
Yeah. And we jumped on that and said, okay, I'll give that a try. Like,
Sounds like
what
a fun
could go wrong?
game. Yeah.
So yeah, and here we are. We're getting past that now. So karma is complete. Now so the way that it was worded today that I loved, sometimes I just feel like they just use my words or give me words to say, but it was, and now let me see if I can remember how it was. But what we are working on now. So we came in to clear the karma. Now the karma is cleared, and now we're working on healing ourselves and all those parts, all those wounds from those things that we experienced through the karma. So the karma piece is healed, and now it's healing ourselves through those wounds, and then onto divine self, divine unions, that kind of thing. So
what I got as you were saying that, I kept hearing responsibility. So maybe by taking the responsibility, that does heal.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like you're taking the responsibility for your actions. I mean, plus that's what we do. That's where it shifted from karma to this. Now it's self-responsibility. But maybe in that act, well, yeah, because you can't be wounded. I mean, you realize where it came from, what it is. So maybe with that, you're taking your power back. That's healing.
Yeah. I know. It's big. Mm-hmm. It's a big thing.
It is.
We're doing a lot of work here, you guys. It's and you
if
know
you're
they're
feeling tired. That's why.
On a nap, it's because you're really working some overtime. But yeah, there is such a push in the energy to help us get these things complete and work through those things. And we're finding the people that are helping us with that, you know, the ones that are going to come in and trigger us and help us to see where the wound's still sitting there doing its thing. So, and then we get to heal that, and we get to move past it and remind ourselves how infinite we are. And yeah.
Well, what I mean is like, see what happens as we do this, we, whatever, you know, the healing and all these things, see, it shifts our frequency. If we stay with these things, it's going to hold the frequency at a certain level. I'm not going to say down or up or whatever. It's just at a certain level. And if you want to shift and be on a frequency of something else that you want, this is what has to happen. You are doing, I don't like to say it has to happen. That's why then it's like, you got to work, you know, this is all
to happen.
It will happen. It gets it. Yeah. It's like, it will happen because you are doing this beautiful self discovery, self healing, and letting things go that no longer serve, and you know, all that understanding what was with, rather than staying with it. You really don't need to stay with the stuff. Just like the fruit fly, get its message, understand the message, and then it can go on. That's what it is. Just understand why it was there, what was happening, and then let it go. It will stick around if you want to be, if you have an attachment to it, if you just can't let it go. I mean, or look at this, if it is sticking around, it's because you have an attachment to it and you won't let it go. You are the significant player in there. It's you. It's not that, oh, it won't leave me alone. No, you won't let it go. Boom.
Okay.
And don't go looking for it.
Oh, see, look at me be the example of all the don'ts.
I love it. Well, but that's what, how many people do that? Okay, it's gone, but is it really gone? Is it really
the, gone? The pain went away, or did it? Did it?
Yeah, and then you start looking for it. Well, when you do that, see, you're acknowledging it again, and it's going to come back because it's your attachment to it. Just let it go and know it's done. Let it just be done with it. It's gone. And accept that. Thank you. Thank you.
And don't go looking for it. You're going to break out in song. And that was one of those.
Let it go. I've never seen that movie, so I don't know. I've heard the song, but I've never seen that movie.
Well, maybe next weekend you will.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, Tiffany, what else? What else we got?
Let's see here. Someone was asking, how do astrology charts work when you give birth to identical twins born 1 minute apart? All signs are the same, so unsure how this works.
Well, they're probably very, very similar, but that 1 minute does make, because that would be the signs that are closest. Now Tracy's going to be able to give a lot more information here. There's some signs that move very, very slowly, and they, you know, those are all going to be the same, but then there's some like at the closest, like the sun and the moon, and those are really impacted by those minutes. And so that's why they want to know the exact time. I think the ascendant is the one that's really impacted there. So it'll be just slightly different, but there
First
will be a
off,
little.
who's having twins only 1 minute apart? Maybe that was a cesarean because I'm like, man, who did
Who
that?
did that? Yeah, usually twins, although sometimes they'll say I was a minute older, but I think most of them say 10 minutes, don't they? 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually how they're following. See, and that's enough. You're going to have a little bit of shift in, I can't remember it, I think it's the ascendant. One of them right there is moving faster. So,
Yeah.
and
I mean,
another.
they can have different personalities for sure, but I don't know enough about astrology to really answer that. So next time we get an astrologer on here, which I've been feeling the itch to contact somebody about that again because there
Okay.
is much going on.
Yeah.
Let's ask that question because that's interesting. I would like to know that too.
Yeah, it is interesting
Yeah.
because they do have their own unique personalities because they are each a unique soul that's coming in, an individual soul most of the time. So I mean, it's like that's different souls, but maybe not. Maybe they're, I don't want to open up that. But anyway, something just come. Maybe they're like the twins or something. Twin souls coming into twins. I don't know.
Ever. I mean, yeah, that's going to be a great question. We all want to know. All right. What's the next one? Do you
Got
think she
time
wants us
for
to talk about
one
it?
more,
Yeah.
probably.
This one should be quick. I was going to save it to the end, but just in case, whatever. A lot of you have the same listeners for this show and then also the show you do with Kaya Mom. So they're asking,
When? Where is Kai? I had somebody, where's Kai? It's like, how do you know that he's not? He, what? We're both not on. Yeah, Kaya is overseas right now, and it makes the time difference very, it's really hard. He's like, it's a long ways away. And so we're not able to do the shows while the time difference is so great. So maybe in a few weeks he'll be back. I really don't know. He does this once a year, and you know, it's like a, he's still working, but he's not, we're not able to do the shows. But anyway. He's it's wonderful. I'm glad he does this because it's really good for his mental health and just he takes care of himself. He's getting all kinds of wonderful cool things done, you know, it's like sound healings and acupuncture and just fun things, you know, and just fun healing things.
I don't know if I've ever thought of acupuncture as a fun thing.
It is, it's relaxing. It's relaxing.
I had it done once, and but they didn't use the needles. They used these, anyways. That's too long of a story. But when I hear things, it's like, oh yeah, they hit this point, and it was like, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that.
It's not very often. Sometimes it's, you know, that means there's something there that whatever that point relates to, if it hurts, but it doesn't hurt for very long. And it's, you know, you're doing something good for yourself because it's releasing that energy. Anyway,
All
yeah,
right, we're
good.
down to the last 2 minutes. Really quick, where do people find things that have to do with QHHT?
Everything QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. You'll find the courses. We have level one, level two, level and three courses, but start out with level one. You can do them online. Tracy has a coupon code that she'll give you that you can get 10% off the price of the course. I'll flash
And
that
that
over here.
magic is real. All one word, the magic is real. 10% off.
And then if you want to go further, if you want to make a career out of it, I mean, this is the technique my mother was using and she developed, she created it to get all the information that what she writes about, this is the technique she was using. It's quantum healing hypnosis technique. Fascinating. You can explore all these really, really cool avenues and see where, you know, get all the answers to your questions and see maybe where you're from. And then soul speak, the language of your body. This is understanding what our bodies are trying to tell us. You can go to juliacannon.com. Also, Amazon or ozarkmt.com and get a copy of the book.
Highly recommended for every practitioner out there to at least have the book if you're, and I encourage you to take the course.
Thank
It's
you.
very helpful. Very
It really
helpful.
is when you're, yeah, to be able to fully understand what the messages are that to help your client with
Yeah.
their, yeah. And Tracy, how can they find you? I mean, that was my other part is like all the courses and anything with practitioners. If you want to find a practitioner to have a session, It's all at QHHT official. So Tracy, how can they find you?
Find me over at QHHTOfficial.com or TracyMahan.com, and that's TracyMahan. What I do want to say also is the companion classes are amazing. If you haven't done one, please consider doing one. There's so many. I think we have quite a few going right
Thank
now,
you, all over the world.
all over the world. You'll find one near you, and it's a great way to create some extended family and get some really amazing experience from some really great and amazing teachers. So please check that out as well.
Absolutely. Super. Well, thank you everyone for being here. Thank you, Tiffany, for watching everything and making sure it's all in order and keeping track of us. And thank you, Tracy. All
For
right.
answering the question about your grandma and traveling. That was fun to hear.
That was very cool. Yes.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks.